Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
It's painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to stern line. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on motor, built out of love and made for water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat.
Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors from the Bunker, Ray Eye Radio. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. With the Peanut, the Vogelbogger, Matty G, Kevy Kev. Having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. We're back in the bunker. We're in Mossberg Studios, boys and girls.
Woohoo!
We're going to run out and grab a guest during this segment. During an earlier show, we talked about turkey calling contest and had a great response from all you listeners about the turkey calling. I got a lot of out-of-state and across-the-country turkey callers that responded to that show, and I wanted to continue a little bit of that because we're going to have a guest on here in a minute to announce the turkey calling contest. Some of the questions I received from some of our listeners, they wanted a little more information about the old days when we traveled around doing all these turkey calling championships and competitions around the state of Missouri and the Midwest. There were so many of them. And it was a different time back then, and it was just as difficult to win a contest then as it is today. For some reason, there was a few individuals that said, well, you know, it was easier to win a contest back then. I assure you that it was not. And actually, like in Piedmont, Missouri, in the early days, they asked for the Kiki Run, Gobbler Yelp. They were doing a Kiki Run and a Fly Down Cackle on a Wingbone division back in the day. So think about that. And many of the contests asked not just for the Gobbler Yelp, but they also asked for the Gobble. We had to gobble in the early day contest. One year in Columbia, Missouri contest, me and Ralphie Dern were tied, and I barely beat him in a call-off, and we put on a gobbler fight for both the judges and the audience after the contest because I won that contest from Ralph with a gobbler fight. Also, down at Potosi, they used to have the mouth-and-mouth call division. They finally put voice calling in with the diaphragm calls, where it used to be with the friction calls. They used to have peg and slate box, then they made it friction. Out in Steelville, they had the natural voice division. A lot of the contests had natural voice. Piedmont had a natural voice. There were several others, but I remember Steelville had a natural voice, and they had a slate, they had a box, they had air, which could be a diaphragm. The diaphragm and the wing bones were competed together. Quite a family back in the day. All the guys that competed were great friends and did things during the summer and hunting camps together. And we'd have a camp down on the Middle Fork River, an outdoor writer media camp with a bunch of the magazines there. And then these guys that I competed against around the state and basically around the country would come and share a camp with us and go hunting. And it was just a great fraternity and a great friendship. A lot of those years was shared with my next guest, and we're going to bring him on now. We're going to do a little intro, and you'll know who I'm talking about. Here we go. Alright, on the line with us, we got 5 pounds of possum. We're going to go out and grab Mr. Ralphie Dern. We got a little contest coming up. Hey, Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Ray. What are you doing this fine morning?
Trying to stay alive this morning. I'm not quite awake yet. A lot going on. I know here we are in our busy season with all the turkey calling contests, the seminars, and the shows, and the sports shows. And you got an event, you got an event today, actually. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this is the 55th annual Conservation Club contest, Festus Chris City Conservation Club. 55th annual. I was there for the first one.
Oh, boy.
You were there shortly after if you weren't there for the first one, I remember. But sure enough, I don't think there's not another contest in Missouri as old as this one, continuously running the 55th annual. It's tonight. The doors open at 5. We'll start the contest at 6. So if you want to enter, get there early to sign up. We've got different divisions. We got two divisions for the kids, the Pulse 9 and under and the Jakes 10 to 15 years, and then the amateur division. And the amateur division for people that haven't won contests before, and then the open division for everybody.
Okay.
And the entry fees are low. And you know, sometimes really good callers show up, and sometimes they don't all go down to the U.S. Open or the Worlds. So it'd be a good time to come and hear some really good calling, and also be a good time to come and enter if you'd like to try your hand at turkey calling. Then we'll also have an open and amateur owl hoot.
Okay.
And, of course, we have our same five judges that have been judging this thing for almost forever. And the admission is free. It's free entertainment for the whole family, and it's a chance to listen to some really good turkey calling and owl hooting and kind of get your turkey calling skills tuned up a little bit, because the turkeys are gobbling every morning the sun comes up and shines now.
That's for sure. And do they still provide a little coffee and a few snacks there at the place?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. Snacks and entertainment for free for the whole family. Where can you find that these days? So come on out. It's just a good time. Everybody there likes the outdoors and swap hunting stories and hear some calling, and especially great for the kids because they got great prizes and trophies and gift certificates for the kids. Hey, it don't matter how little they are. We got some of them that can't hardly walk up there and sit down. The parents have to set them down on the chair. So little bitty kids, everybody's welcome, and everybody likes to watch kids try their hand.
Oh, that's for sure. And where's this located at? There may be some people listening on the show here that is not familiar with the Festus Conservation Club.
Yeah, well, if you get off the exit of 55 and 61, just south of Festus down there, it's on the north side of where 55 crosses 61, right off of 61, between that exit and the Jefferson R7 Elementary building.
Yeah.
There. So it's real easy to find. There's a big sign there just uphill from the gas station, and the entrance goes back there to the clubhouse overlooking the conservation lake. It's a beautiful place. Come early enough, you'll be there in the daylight. So you can look around at the club grounds and the lake, and come on in. There'll be things to do. There'll be door prizes, and be a fun, entertaining evening. So, so the doors will open at 5. People will be there. You'll have plenty of time. And if you get there at 5, you've got plenty of time to sign up, too. And we'll be done before 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
Real easy. In fact, we'll probably be having refreshments before 9.
Yeah. So really a lot of history there. That was always a fun turkey calling contest, and telling our age. In fact, I just did a little deal last week on the show talking about turkey calling contests, and I had mentioned that that's where I met your dad, and I met you, of course. And then also I met Wayne Gendron there. I met Leroy Bromgard at this contest for the first time. And so many of the turkey
Wayne
callers.
Won the very first one.
Yes,
I mean, he was the champion of the very first one.
Yeah. That's a long time
ago. You ain't a kid. And I mean, there's a lot of, I told people, there's a lot of people in the outdoor industry right now that have made their living in the outdoor industry that called in that contest.
That's true.
It may have been one of their very first ones that they called in. And they've kind of turned it into their lifestyle. So it's a long list of really famous callers that have gone through there before.
That's true.
And, you know, occasionally some of them show up to surprise us again.
Yeah.
So I think Stevie Stoltz was there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Drew Jones comes out. James Harrison and Peaches.
Yeah.
They come out. And, you know, Cody won that contest for several years in a row and then went on to compete in the Nationals. And,
yeah.
And I think he even beat his dad last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So what time does it start again, and where's it located?
It starts at 6 when we start the contest. Doors open at 5, so come early to the Festus Crystal City Conservation Club there on 61 Highway, just north of the 55-61 interchange, south of Festus Crystal City. You can get there either direction, on 61 or on 55. It's real convenient, easy to find.
All right. Well, thank you, Ralphie. 5 pounds of possum. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend, and maybe I might slide over there and see you guys there this evening.
It'd be a good surprise, you know. I'll be the MC, so people always ask me, "Oh, you're going to call in it?" I said, "Oh no, I gave up trying to win that a long time ago."
You're going to be the MC. I'll come and help with you. All right. Great job. Thank you. Thank you, Ralphie.
You're welcome.
Okay, boys and girls, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.